Year.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Thomas.
How have you been? Since you know, missed the last couple of sessions and all.
No, there wasn't any sessions. Stop trying your bullshit, brother.
I'm not trying any bullshit. We were supposed to do this last weekend, the weekend before last.
No, we wasn't. If I recall, you asked if we can do one, and I said maybe. Maybe sometime the weekend, so we didn't get it done.
So we go back your time now.
Yeah. I, in case you forgot, once again, I started this barbecue bullshit. Okay.
You know, all right. So, I'm gonna be the reason that shit burns to the ground.
Yeah, I bet. But what's up, man? How you been doing? How you feeling?
Oh, you know, I'm good. I weigh in at 195 now. No.
Ooh, big double.
Yeah, I can move some shit now.
Hold on a second. Goddamn, Alexa, trigger. It's the same for business. Why? Alexa. Involves multiple Alexa. System. Stop. Sheesh. Been crazy. All right, I'm back. But yeah, 195?
How have you been?
You said. I'm good, man. I'm chilling, working.
All right, that's enough. We don't need to know your life story.
That was a good one.
I see you got your mixtape coming out this Saturday. Congratulations on that.
This Friday, actually. But yeah, I was going to speak on it briefly at the end of the show. You know, let niggas know. Get the episode off the way. You know.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, you know, thanks for the congrats and all that. But let me introduce this shit. Yo, yeah, we back, man. Me and TJ. It's another episode of Heavyweight Champ Talk, episode number 8. We in here, man. And we're going to get straight to the shits, man. I'm just going to let you rock, TJ, because I know you were very passionate. You know, you felt the way about, you know, everything going on, you know, with our people and shit. So I'm just going to let you have the floor, get some shit off your chest, say what you got to say, and then we're going to talk a little bit of wrestling, then we're going to get out of here. That's cool with you?
Yeah, that's understandable.
Do your thing.
It's like, oh, God, like, where do I start? It's like so much fucked up shit going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man, like, I've seen nothing but, like, I don't know why any social media is, like, nothing but, like, it gets sadder and sadder the more I see, like, all of these videos. It's, like, every day, like, somebody new is dying. It's, like, when is it gonna, like, stop, you know? Like, it's not asking for much. Like, folks ain't even asking for much. Just equality and fairness. That's all people asking for. Like, folks act like that's the hardest, like, shit to give.
Right.
And, like, the way other folks are, like, acting about it, he's like, oh, man, like, these guys are getting out of hand. Like, we already gave y'all Martin Luther King Day, like a couple of assassinations. And, like, y'all just want, like, everything. Like, why can't y'all just settle for what y'all already have? We ain't got shit.
Yeah.
We ain't have shit. And all I see is people crying about, like, rioting and looting and shit like that. Fuck them damn buildings. These damn millionaires and billionaires. Them shits can get rebuilt. Like,
facts.
What's a couple of damn plywood and fucking bricks that you can sit there and put up? That shit is not hard. Like, fuck them damn buildings, you know? Like, I ain't worried about that shit. Like, do I agree to it? Not really, because I don't want to see nobody, like, get hurt or shot or nothing like that over it. But you got to understand, like, it's two sides to everything. Like, you have folks out there with literally nothing. And, like, when it comes to, like, these kind of things, you're going to have three types of people. I saw this chick, she said it. You're going to have the protesters, you're going to have the rioters, mm-hmm. and you're going to have the looters. It's always going to be like that. Like, whenever, you know, like, some of these major cities, their favorite basketball, hockey, or baseball team, whenever, like, the opposite team won and they didn't get happy about it, they went out, they started riots and shit, they looted.
Started fucking some shit up, yeah.
But nobody stood there and, like, made any major things about that. Like, he's like, these angry people upset about their team, but you sit there and, like, put Black Lives Matter out there. Like, you label them as damn thugs and anarchists. Like, ain't that about a bitch?
Didn't if I'm pretty sure when Philly, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, wasn't they fucking shit up in the city?
Pretty much.
And that's when they won the Super Bowl.
Like, it's always going to be some chaos somewhere. And, like, the way I'm really looking into it, like, some folks, like, they're saying, like, a lot of this stuff is, like, pre-planned and all that. Just like COVID-19. I believe that shit's pre-planned. I believe that's a man-made virus. Like, used to test out for germ warfare and stuff like that. And we're all the test subjects. But that's a whole nother story. Like, mm-hmm. Everything is happening for a reason, you know? Like, everybody keep talking about, like, get Trump out of office. Like, what folks really need to understand is that the presidential position, to me, is like basically a scapegoat to stand there in front of the cameras, the media, and the news and take the blame for everything. But what you really need to be looking at is Congress, because Congress is the one that really controls the shit. Congress and billionaires and shit. That's my take on it. Like, I got a whole lot of other, but I can't, like, really find all my notes right now. But that's just a fraction that's on my mind when it comes to, like, all the craziness going on right now. But enough about that. Let's move on to wrestling. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
I want to say one more thing or two before we move on. I hate the fact that people, you know, like you said, was bitching and crying about, you know, the rioting and the looters and all that shit. Like, first of all, everybody's not doing that. Like, it's a whole bunch of peaceful protests going on. You know, they're just trying to label everybody as, oh, these thugs, they're rioting and they're destroying shit. And that's not the case, bro. That's one. Everybody's not doing that.
It's like literally a small fraction of people that's actually rioting and looting. It's like, yeah, literally a small fraction.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, it sucks that they're trying to put everything, you know, into that one group, which is bullshit. That's one major problem I have. And the other problem I have is, you know, the people saying, you know, oh, why you guys destroying stuff and this and that. And I'm like, bro, we tried the protests and the peaceful shit. And we tried all of, you know, basically the softer approach. It's like, niggas is not hearing us, bro. We still getting killed. We still getting killed by police, by armed people supposed to protect and to serve, and we're still getting murdered by these people. So it's like, we tried that way. We tried to be peaceful, but now we're going to fuck some shit up because y'all niggas is clearly not hearing us. Yeah. Y'all clearly not understanding. So now we're going to get y'all attention this way. You know, we tried to be cool. Y'all didn't accept that. Y'all still doing us any type of way. So all right, now we're going to fuck y'all shit up then. We're going to fuck some of y'all shit up.
Getting shot at by rubber bullets, tear gas, tase, word, all this shit. Hogs had on the ground still. Like, ain't shit.
All types of crazy shit, man.
Like, you literally have peaceful protests and not just one, not two, but fit in every state plus multiple countries outside of the U.S. that's saying, right, yo, like, this shit is like, y'all know y'all wrong for this. Like, y'all need to stop with it. Like, right, you know, like, right, you got other countries doing that shit and, like, it's hundreds to thousands of people protesting, then you know your own justice system is a serious problem.
Exactly, but they just gonna keep ignoring the shit, you know, and they're gonna keep just looking at it as we're just fucking shit up and being terrible or whatever. But my thing is, all I gotta say is, I hope we keep doing what the fuck we doing until shit change. If they're not trying to hear us, then we're gonna keep doing what we doing, and I just hope and pray one day that shit just gets better, bro, because it ain't looking like it right now, but hopefully one day shit can get better.
And the saddest, you know, part is, like, with all this going on, it's, like, really hard to, like, who can you really trust out there right now? Like, because, mm-hmm, you, like, with me, like, being, like, ex-military and all, I was already, like, in a paranoid state, like, but now, like, since I've been out, like, I'm always constantly, like, looking over my shoulder, cause, like, I never know, like, who's gonna, like, run up on me, you know, like, because you got all these, like, mysterious deaths happening, like they keep ruling it as suicides and all that, like people being found hung from trees and stuff like that, they ruling it as suicides. It's like, you can't really go anywhere by yourself now, so like, you, yeah, never know.
That's a fact, but it's sad, man. Like you said, you know, let's brighten up the mood. And one thing I'm gonna ask, move that goddamn controller away from the phone, please.
What are you talking about?
I can hear it, bro. You did this shit last time. I don't want to hear you fucking, I'm practicing with Steve. I don't give a fuck about none of that. The people listening don't want to hear that shit, all right?
How dare you accuse me of something I'm not doing?
So you're not playing the game right now?
No.
Yeah, all right. I can hear the goddamn controller.
You calling me a liar?
I definitely am, yes. Yes.
All right, you win.
But all right, man. What you want to talk about with the wrestling world?
All right, let's talk Backlash, because I don't know if you saw it, but I saw the highlights of it, and I was a little sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to change. Nothing's changing. We just talked about this. It's going to be sad for a long time, bro.
It's like, Well, one thing I did like on like the SmackDown, I like that Kofi and Big E like did little knee tribute. I like that.
That was dope. I don't think that was on Backlash though, was it?
No, it was on SmackDown before on Backlash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. Like to see that. But Backlash itself, I don't know. Like you said, I seen the highlights, but I didn't really watch that shit. I was at work anyway, so. TJ.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you left or some shit.
No.
Because you wasn't saying nothing. You probably, you two into the goddamn.
No, game. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, right. But do you have any highlights from Backlash that you liked?
No.
Any matches? Any points? Nothing?
Well, the Randy Orton and Edge match, I guess, like, because it's like,
yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's the match that has like the most sensible feel to it, you know, like everything else is like gimmicky in a way.
Yeah, just thrown together.
Yeah, like the Braun Strowman and the handicap match for the title, that was stupid to do. I don't know. I guess they really don't have anybody for Braun, like, at this point. Like,
they don't.
Tucker still has the damn briefcase. I don't understand what's going on with that. Like, but his tag team partner's back, so I'm like, when y'all going to cash in?
Oh, you mean Otis has the briefcase?
Yeah.
The briefcase.
He keeps saying he's going to cash in for the tag titles. Like, I don't know how that's going to go.
Wait, he actually said that? Because I haven't been watching SmackDown, to be honest with you.
It was on, I think, the Instagram or Twitter post or something like that he made. He said he's gonna cash it in for the tag titles with Tucker at some point.
That's so stupid.
AJ Styles is Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess.
Let's see, what else? The I think they're gonna continue with the McIntyre Lashley feud. I think they're gonna continue with that.
Yeah, then Lana getting away or something like that.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate Lana. I hate her gimmick. I just hate. She's so fucking annoying to me, bro.
It was better like when she first like arrived with Rusev. Like,
yeah, when she was telling them what to do. But when they got rid of that and they let Rusev start talking for itself, it kind of got, she just really didn't pay any, I don't know.
Pretty much a waste of space.
Yeah, you know, and then it's like they didn't have anything for her. That's why they put that stupid fucking gimmick together with, you know, with Lashley. And it was like, it's just bad. And like, what does she do now?
It was like at one Rusev point, she was wrestling though. Like, she was wrestling at one point. I'm like, take her back to the performance center. Let her, like, wrestle.
She needs a whole new gimmick. She needs to go back to NXT and have a whole new gimmick because Rusev is gone. It looks like they're about to break her up with Lashley. What the fuck is she about to do now? Is she going to manage somebody else?
Like, she has potential to be a good wrestler. It's like, they don't give her a chance. They just keep pairing her up with somebody.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she needs a new gimmick, though. Like, she needs more work, too, because she's not that great in the ring.
Just like Zelina, like it looked like Andrade and Garza, like they're about to split.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually watching Raw right now.
Really?
Yeah, they got Garza versus Kevin Owens just started.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my thing with Raw too. I'm gonna talk about Raw real quick. My thing with Raw, they're doing the same shit every week. If you notice, you probably don't watch, but when you see the highlights, they're using literally the same wrestlers in the same shit every single week, bro.
Yeah, due to the virus. Like, they really don't have anybody.
Yeah. But it's like they're not even trying to switch it up. Like this Kevin Owens, Garza, Andrade, Apollo Crews, like, it's the same shit. They're just moving it differently. Like 1 week is a tag match, the next week is a one on one, and then another week is a one on one, and then the other week is a triple threat. Like they're using the same people, bro.
Like they just need to make it a fatal four and like call it quits after that. Move on to somebody else.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do that though. They're not gonna do that. They probably was gonna do something with Jinder Mahal, but you know he got another knee surgery, which is sad.
Yeah, he was actually supposed to face Drew at SummerSlam. Like that was the plan, but now they gotta scrap that. And I guess they gotta find a replacement for him because I know they're still pushing for the Lashley Lesnar match. So Drew doesn't really have an opponent right now, and the only person I can really think of is Aleister Black, like.
That's who I heard was going to be the SummerSlam. I didn't know him and Jinder was going to do it at SummerSlam.
Because, like, I guess Vince, like, was upset with Paul Heyman about, like, the ratings and stuff like that. So he sat there and took him down from the creative director position or whatever it's called and replaced him with somebody. And a lot of people that Paul Heyman was pushing for, like, they feel like their spot's about to get taken from them now that Paul Heyman's gone. So there's going to be some bad switches, in my opinion. Apollo might lose his title early. Aleister Black might be back in no man's land.
That'll suck. I hate both of those ideas.
Yeah. Who else? What else happened? Who do you think like would be a good... Oh, yeah. I saw, I think Friday, like Samoa Joe, like, I guess he gave a little hint to him possibly returning to the ring. Cause like after the Styles and Bryan match, like he made a little comment about the stare down.
Huh? Well, you talking about when he said something about now he could spend time with his family and that he made like an evil face.
Yeah. At the camera. I was like, oh, he might be coming after AJ for the title. That would be good.
That'd be dope. That'd be real dope. But that just takes away from Raw again. Because that means he would have to go to SmackDown.
I mean, like, in my opinion, SmackDown would be... Well, I would say, like, I would like to see him and Drew lock up because Raw doesn't really have too many heels. So, Joe would be... He'd be good on Raw or SmackDown.
True. I just think Raw needs all the help it can get. Because they don't have anybody. If you look at that roster on SmackDown is crazy. They got a bunch of guys that they have wrestling for the mid-card that can be main event dudes.
Like Shinsuke, Cesaro. Like I would love to see Cesaro and AJ going on for the title. That would be a good match.
But they got too much talent over there on SmackDown. There's too many people there. They need to give some of those people the role.
And speaking of which, what happened to Bianca Belair's like fan there? Like what happened to her?
That's another thing. Her, what happened to her? What happened to Shayna Baszler? What happened to it was someone else that they had up, but then dipped. Like I don't know. They haven't shown Bianca in like a month.
I don't think Baszler's gonna be doing too much now because like apparently Vince doesn't like her at all. Like,
that's weird.
He thinks, he thinks she's a ratings killer and stuff like that. So that's why they probably took her off TV because like Paul Heyman was trying to build her as like the female Brock Lesnar, but now that he's gone, like not really gonna see much of her.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah, like Raw is literally pulling shit out of their ass at the last minute.
Yeah. Even Liv Morgan's gone, Ruby Riott is gone. Like everybody's just disappearing with no explanation.
Like, and apparently, I guess Charlotte is, I guess she's still floating from Raw to SmackDown now that she's lost the title. Mm-hmm. And with NXT, like, who's going to challenge fucking Adam Cole? Like, he beat Velveteen, so Velveteen can't challenge for the title until Adam Cole loses. Like, they missed us, like. That was Velveteen's time to like really win at that takeover. Like he should have won that one.
I'm ready for him to come to a major. Honestly, he needs to come to the main roster.
It's too early for him. Like he's only 22 years old. Like
He has nothing else to do in NXT though. Like, he done fought everyone. You know, he had some titles. Like, it's nothing left to do. He's been in some big matches already. Like, him winning the NXT belt, it doesn't put him over anymore. He's already over.
I mean, if you run Undisputed Era, like, they should have been called up. Like, it's time.
Yeah.
Like, Adam Cole. Like, the only person I can see beating Adam Cole now is either Keith Lee or maybe Karrion Kross at some point.
Yeah, that's what's next. Because you had asked who's gonna challenge him. I think that's what they're setting up next.
Karrion Kross?
Yeah.
I think Ciampa's going to interfere in that match.
Probably. That'll make sense.
I would even love to see Dijakovic win a title. He hasn't won a title yet.
I heard a rumor he's going to Raw.
God damn, like, I really feel like they're going to ruin him. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to give him some stale kind of gimmick and whatnot. He's just going to be another flip. Or they can make him a monster like Strowman, like when he first came. Actually, it would be good for him to come to Raw. He looks like more of a Raw guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not mad at that. Plus, they need him. Like, listen, bro. Raw needs a lot. I think Keith Lee, Undisputed Era, and Velveteen all need to dip. I wouldn't be mad if they all went to Raw because, like I said, they need all the fucking help they can get. And they can just... Look, you instantly, by bringing them over, you instantly have a legit good tag team with Undisputed Era. You got a main roster guy in Adam Cole. And then if you don't, like you said, Velveteen's still kind of young, you don't got to throw him in a big title picture yet. Put him in the mid-card. Have him, you know, he can have some really good matches with Apollo, Andrade, you know, Garza, KO, all types of shit for the U.S. belt. Have him do that for a little while. And then he eventually becomes, you know, a main title guy. Like, the shit it's not hard, man. It's really not hard. It's pretty simple. They just need to pull the trigger.
Personally, I would send Undisputed Era to Raw, and I would send Keith Lee and Velveteen to SmackDown because I feel like that would be better suited for them. Like, send that to Raw. Send Damian Priest to maybe Raw. I feel like he can float between Raw or SmackDown, either one. Send Balor to the UK. Like, send him to the... He's still... we still waiting for him to go against Walter for the UK Championship. That hasn't happened yet. But apparently, Finn Balor wants to challenge Keith Lee for the title.
That'd be dope.
So, like, pretty much, like...
That'd be a good match.
Yeah. Who else does NXT have? Because they got a shit ton of people. And they got... Oh, yeah. I saw... it was a picture of this dude. I don't know what his name is, but he's from Nigeria. He's a NXT recruit. He's 7'3",
345
pounds.
God damn.
Like, yeah, I haven't seen any he hasn't been in the ring yet, but like, if they book him the right way, and like, I'm pretty sure like he's from Nigeria, so I'm pretty sure he's agile as hell. Like,
but see, my thing is with guys super tall like that, it looks weird, you know, like when they move because they're too goddamn. So like 7'3", that's fucking huge, bro.
Dijakovic is tall. Like, he's like 6'7", 6'8".
But 7'3" is not 6'7", 6'8". 7'3" is like Yao Ming type height.
I mean, Kane was like close to 7 feet tall, and like he was moving around like a cruiserweight when Big Show in his very early days, like.
Kane was not moving like no goddamn cruiserweight. He was doing some impressive shit. He was moving, but he wasn't moving like no damn cruiserweight.
But for his size, like, that's impressive. Even Keith Lee moves quick as hell. He does some of those agile shit, and like, look how big he is.
Yeah, but like, you're ignoring 7'3". Do you remember the Great Khali? You remember how doofy and stupid he used to move?
That's because he had bad legs.
Yeah, but he was seven. He was about 7'2", 7". Like, he was that height. That's what I'm trying to say. That height just makes it weird and awkward for guys to move and do stuff.
It all depends on the guy for real.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm from Nigeria. That's dope. You know, him being from Nigeria and shit like that. I want to see it. I want it to succeed, but I don't know. I'm just saying. I hope I'm wrong.
They'll probably just give him like the big man moveset, you know, like big boots, clotheslines, and shit like that.
I want to see this guy. Do you know his name?
I can't pronounce it. He was with all. It was during that cinematic match. I think they really need to stop them shits. Between the Street Profits and Viking Raiders, he was beside Tozawa. He was the big, tall, black guy.
Oh, I didn't really even see that. Well, tag me when we get done with this. Tag me or send me whatever it is you seen, because I didn't see that shit.
All right.
But what do you think about MVP and Lashley being together? I think it's dope.
I think he needs to recruit some more people, like Seth Rollins. Like, if he finds, like, another person, like, him and Seth Rollins, like, disciple group can clash, like, because that would be good. Like,
that'd be dope. That's a good idea.
And apparently, like, Seth is looking to bring in Mysterio's son as one of his disciples. Yeah. I really believe, like, who could MVP recruit?
I was going to ask you, who you think would be a good fit with him and Lashley?
Let's see. I mean,
what about Apollo?
I mean, it would be good for Apollo. He needs a gimmick change really bad.
I think that'd be a really good looking tag team, Apollo and Leslie. I mean, Lashley.
Yeah, like pretty much a good heel turn would help. Like, maybe give him some more character, you know.
Right, and then both of them, you know, struggle on the microphone talking. So that's where MVP comes in. You know, he can do all the talking for them, and he can still wrestle because MVP can still go a little bit. So you know, they can still have those little, you know, times where MVP got to wrestle too. I think it'll be dope.
Who else? I'm trying to figure out who else could MVP use aside from Apollo, because ain't got any people on the roster right now.
Yeah, it really ain't. It is a short list to choose from.
Or maybe, like, move somebody over from SmackDown and bring them over. Or maybe even bring in a female.
Who?
Like, what female would be available? Damn, they ain't really got no females on the roster like that.
You know what would kind of be dope? I don't see it happening, but you know what would kind of be dope? If he recruits the Street Profits, but they go to a completely different gimmick, a heel gimmick, not all that joking and playing around shit, and I think that'd be dope.
I doubt that happened. Yeah. Like, their merchandise sales.
No, it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen. But I think it'd be dope to happen, though. But it's not going to happen.
Even Bianca, like, I kind of see her, like, she had that sassy attitude. Like, she, like, you know, man telling her what to do and whatnot.
Right.
Damn, I really can't think of anybody. They really have nobody. They have nobody on Raw.
This is what I'm saying. Fucking Raw is terrible, bro. They need all the help they can get.
Oh, like an NXT call up or somebody.
And they need to hurry up because why they think, like, they're going to run out of ideas with these pay-per-views. They do need to realize that. Like, if they're not bringing in any new people, they're going to end up running the same type of matches every pay-per-view.
Pretty much. Like, and these cinematic matches really need to end.
Yeah.
This shit is old now. Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know what their plan is, but they need to figure that shit out.
And I know Edge and Orton, they're going to have one more match between them. Like,
Edge is hurt.
Like, legitly or?
Nah, legit. He tore something. I think something in his arm. He just had surgery and everything.
It's not funny, but damn.
Yeah, nigga can't catch a break, man.
Well,
but it's not an injury like what he had before when his like career was on the line. But now it's like, you know, a regular little injury. He may be out for a few months again.
Well, so much for that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, man. Overall, it's just they're forcing it. I get why they're forcing it. You know, they got business, you know, partners and shit like that. But they need to take a break, man. They need to take a break. And come back when shit starts to look normal again. Because there's no crowd shit. This same people, same roster, same matches. Like, this shit is played the fuck out, man. They need to stop. Somebody needs to tell them.
So what's happening on AEW right now?
I don't know. I check AEW out here and there. But, you know, Cody's that TNT champ or whatever.
He's actually been having some really good matches and, like, giving, like, A lot of new faces, like the chance to like build them up is like future stars. That's a
right.
That's what I like that. Like he's giving like the younger, like fresh talent, like opportunity.
Right.
And I think Moxley's next opponent is Brian Cage.
Right. Yeah. Brian Cage. I think Jericho's trying to do something with Tyson too.
I don't know.
He keeps calling him out.
I hope they kill that idea because that the ratings like really wasn't that great for that. They should just leave that alone.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? But you know what's crazy though?
What?
All this shit going on, right? You know, the no audience thing and this and that. The one promotion that I've actually enjoyed the most with all of this, it's not Raw, it's not SmackDown, it's not AEW, it's Impact. Because I still watch Impact. Impact shit seems like it's gotten better without a crowd, which is really fucking weird to say, but it seems like they've gotten way better and more entertaining without a crowd.
I haven't watched Impact in like years. Like,
I know a lot of people haven't, but they're like sneak peeking shit. And the rumor is a lot of those guys who got released are supposed to be going to Impact.
Let me think. Like, is there anybody familiar on there like that I might know? Like, who's on Impact?
Somebody on Impact that you may know? I mean,
like, just throw some names out for me.
Big Mike, you know, Michael Elgin, you know who that is?
No.
No, okay. I know my name. Moose? Yeah, I was about to say Moose. Moose is pretty dope. You know, Moose. Shit. Why am I drawing a blank? Eddie Edwards, you probably don't know. Rhino is over there. Ken Shamrock is over there. Old ass nigga.
Oh yeah,
yeah. RVD is still over there.
I know about him too. Like, apparently, does he have like some kind of sex gimmick or something like that? Like with some girl.
Yeah, it's supposed to be his girlfriend, but she looks really weird to me. Like she's like had a bunch of surgeries. She looks weird.
Like that.
But I don't know, man. It's just it's good shit over there to me.
Do they got the six-sided ring or?
No, it's regular. They've been getting that shit up.
God damn, like, I missed the six-sided ring.
Yeah, I thought it was unique and cool, but I heard a lot of wrestlers wasn't fucking with it. They said it was weird. It was, like, hard to move around in that shit.
I don't see how.
I don't know. Maybe because the way it was shaped, it was, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Oh, my.
They got MVP, Lashley, and Lon in the ring right now. I don't know what they're saying, though, because I got the TV low. But it's like they're arguing about something.
Probably, like, how she cost them the title and shit.
Most likely. I hate Lana, but she look good as a bitch. God damn, this bitch look good.
Yeah.
I just hate her fucking gimmick, though.
Yeah, that Ravishing Russian.
Yeah. She always look good.
Russian chicks are fine, though. Like, they got that accent, too. Like, that. Cause I spoke to a Russian before. Like, she was a bartender, and like her voice was just sexy as fuck.
Wait, Lana's really Russian?
I don't know.
I thought that was a gimmick.
I would have to see.
Because when she talks now, you notice she don't talk with a Russian accent anymore. When she talks regular,
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she was probably just a gimmick, but who knows.
I believe Rusev's not—he's not really Bulgarian. Like he's from somewhere else.
No, I think he's really Bulgarian.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah. I think so. I could be wrong, but I think so. I don't know. I think so. But anything else?
Not off the top of my head.
Not off the top of your head. Well, I say one thing you would like to see. Because we haven't done that in a while. I said I wanted to do that every episode. But what's one... Just give me one thing you would like to change. And let's say... Raw. I'm going to just say Raw. pick something on Raw, like somebody you would like to go to Raw, or somebody you would take away from Raw, whatever.
Like, no, this is something they need to like bring back. Like, well, two things: take away the gimmicky pay per views, bring back some of like the classic style matches, and take away the geese gimmicky pay per views like Hell in a Cell, Elimination Chamber, Money in the Bank. Take those away and just add it as a special type of match. It'll boost the quality of the pay-per-views. Another thing, actually do like a Raw draft like they used to do back in the day. Like they would, the manager would come out, like, you know, draw a name and like,
right,
like do it like that. Not no damn superstar shakeup. It takes away the, especially like the way shit gets spoiled nowadays. Like, I don't know. Those are the two things I really want to change.
I agree with you, because I really did enjoy the draft. When the draft came around and the way they used to do it, that shit was really good.
Yeah, it was like more surprising.
Yeah. Man, I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that.
What do you got?
Shit, that's all I wanted you to go. I didn't have anything. I'll do one next time, next week or whatever.
Gotcha.
I'll do mine next week. But that was it, man. That's it. Good episode. I appreciate, you know, all the things you had to say at the beginning, you know, about us and everything going on with the protests and everything. I'm probably going to name this episode something around that. I don't know.
I got way more I can speak of.
We're going to save that for another time, brother.
All right.
But now, man, as always, thank you for... Thank y'all for tuning in, for fucking with us. And I wanted to say, like TJ said at the beginning, I'm going to say it now. My first solo mixtape. Let's clap it up for that, man. Let's clap it up. Right. My first solo mixtape drops on this Friday, the 19th.
Juneteenth.
Yeah. I peeped that. It's really dope. But, yeah, it's dropping this Friday.
Wait a minute. No, that's about... July 19th. I got that wrong.
Yeah, July. It's Juneteenth. It's June. What are you talking about?
Oh shit, I'm all fucked up right now. Wait, oh, hold up. I gotta look that up because I'm fucked up in the head now.
Yeah. Juneteenth is this Friday, ain't it?
It sure is. What am I thinking? I'm thinking about July.
Word, you throwing me off. I'm like, huh? I'm like, what are you talking about? but yeah. This Friday, June 19th, my first solo mixtape is called Sleeping with the Radio On. I worked hard as hell on this shit, man. Like, it was a lot of delays. You know, with COVID and everything. So I had to push this shit back. I actually wanted to drop in February, My shit got pushed. Yeah, it got pushed all the way back because of all the shit that was going on. But it's finally done. It's finally finished, and it's ready to be released and be out there. So I hope y'all fuck with it. I hope you fuck with it too. I want you to listen to it. You know, give it your takes and be honest with me and all that. All
right.
You know. But yeah, I got about 8 songs on there. It's no features. It's all me. Every song is just me. I ain't want to do no features on this.
That's
shit.
That's the way to go. So like, showing why you gonna dominate.
Right. I wanted to show niggas that I ain't playing, man. So, June 19th, Sleeping with the Radio On, you know. Hope y'all niggas like it.
I got one more question for you.
That? What is it?
If you had to choose, like, out of all your friends or family to have a wrestling match with, who would you pick?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. See, the thing about that question is, I know I'm going to take it serious. I'm going to take it very serious. So I want whoever I pick to take it serious, too. Oh, they're showing the dude now. The Nigerian dude you was talking about? Yeah, he's on TV now. Yeah, he's big as fuck. Oh, he might be all right. It looks like he's in nice shape. Look like he can move around.
Yeah, he used to play basketball.
Oh, okay. He's really fucking tall, though, bro. Like, this is crazy. They ain't show his face yet, though, so I still don't know what he looks like because he got this ninja mask on. But back to your question. Like I was saying, whoever I pick, I want them to take it serious, because really, you and Frazier are like my only friends that actually even still watch or even care about wrestling. All my other friends like gave up on it. They'll talk about it, but it's only because I talk about it. So I'll have to pick someone that I know is going to take it serious. I might have to just pick you.
Oh, you think you can cut a promo against me real good?
I really do. I really think I can. I can already see you trying to cut that. Remember when we was on Happy Hour? What was it? The fake bad guy fucking promo, like you're the bad guy, but you're the nice guy, or whatever the fuck you was trying to do. I can see you trying to pull that bullshit.
I would be an amazing heel. Like I really would, because I would be so dirty. Like I would.
You would be like a Baron Corbin type heel. I feel like
really.
Yeah.
I probably would for real, because like I like, especially with the lone wolf, I love that gimmick. Like anytime some shit went down in the ring, like he'd be the first one to just leave. He's like, I don't want to be no parts of this.
That's one thing too that I want to see change. They gotta kill that king shit.
They do.
Like just because you win the King of the Ring doesn't mean you have to walk around like a king. Like that shit is so annoying, bro. Like they need to just cancel that shit. Go back to the lone wolf thing, like you were saying, because that's when he was at his best. This king shit is just weird and whack, and it's just, it's not working for him.
Should he go to Raw or SmackDown? Like,
he should go to, he would thrive on Raw. Because, like you said, they don't have no fucking heels for real. And he has the moveset. He can be a top guy. I know a lot of people hate Corbin, but I like Corbin.
I don't know why they hate him. Like, he's an amazing heel.
Yeah, he's good at what he does. Like you said, well, I guess it's a good thing because you're supposed to hate him. You know, he's like one of the last legit heels. I don't think he's ever been a face, not that I remember.
Not at all. He's always like when he was in NXT, they'd be like, "Fuck you, Corbin!" Like,
right?
He would generate heat so bad.
So I hope it stays like that. I hope he stays a heel. But yeah, he needs to go to Raw. If he goes to Raw and he loses that stupid ass king gimmick, he'll be up there.
Hey,
he has a nice size, good pause, and a good moveset. I think he'll be good. But yeah, I have to pick you. I'll whoop your ass real quick in a little match, and then you know
like I would be like a thorn in your side for the longest time. Like I would wait for the right opportunity. Like say you was in a number one contenders match or a championship match. I run down to the ring, distract you. I probably get on the rope, distract the ref. You probably punch me off. Like I would sell that shit so damn good. I grab your damn foot, like. Wait for the ref to turn his back and like hit you with the title slap. I would be the dirtiest fucking damn character on there.
It'll be bad. It'll be like when Rock and Austin was going at it and he threw the nigga in the river and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll be bad. It'll be going at it. I could definitely see that.
I would generate so much damn heat. I would cut the most personal damn promos. I like we bring some real life shit into it. Like I'd do everything I could to like be a thorn in your side.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. But what else you got, TJ? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Can you imagine Jury as a Jury would have the most damn. I feel like he had the most bland gimmick.
Yeah, he'll be boring.
He would be a face, but he'd still get booed. He's so bland.
It'll
be so funny.
He'll be a face, and they'll still boo the shit out. He'll be like Cena. Like he'll be the I'm a good guy. I fight for what's right, and the real niggas is gonna boo the shit out of.
Even his promos will be fucking bland. I feel like he wouldn't be able to cut a promo to save his life, except like when he's angry. No.
He's too awkward, bro. Like he's too, you know. He's too. He doesn't have any life in him, you know.
I swear, like he'd be like the serious guy that comes in at first, and then they turn his whole gimmick into a comedy gimmick because he's bland.
Right, right. And eventually, he might have to snap and be like, "Fuck this! I'm tired of being a good guy." Then he'll have to be here.
He turned into that Silent Hill that just goes psycho, attacks anybody for no reason.
Right, right, right. He gonna have to.
Oh, then
that nigga funny though. We need to chill though, man. We ain't hang out in a minute. I miss you strange guys.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed.
When is always happy hour again?
I'm setting it up, man. I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna do it because I want to do a new location. I'm moving pretty soon. So it's like, I just gotta figure this shit out.
Gotcha.
Man, but I'm going to let you know. I'm going to hit you about that shit.
All right.
But yeah, though, man, this is episode 8, Heavyweight Champ Talk. And we out of here. Any last words, Thomas?
We're going to call this one the Blackout.
The Blackout? That's what you wanted to be called?
Yeah.
All right, the Blackout. I'm going to write that then. The Blackout. Bye, dog. All
right.
All right, man. Holla at you.
Peace, happiness, and love, everybody.
All right, peace.